Today's presenter is Daniel Jewell. Daniel has 20 years of experience developing and troubleshooting complex online systems. As technical area lead for the Western Serviceability Team, he currently focuses on helping the team define and implement a collection of tools and techniques to assist in problem determination for WebShare application server and to maximize the efficiency of IBM support. He also occasionally assists directly in various critical customer support situations. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Daniel.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Elijah. So as you said, you know, my name is Daniel Jolin. Welcome. Just to give credit where credit is due, I want to make sure to mention that the work I'm reporting on today is things that are being done in collaboration between my team, that's the WebSphere Serviceability team, but also a team in the IBM Java Technology Center. This is a joint effort. This is a tool and a technology that we are working on together that helps us diagnose things at the level of the IBM JDK, the Java, and at the level of WebSphere application server. So this is very much joint work. So let's see. This presentation is actually in some way, you know, a second installment or a continuation. I gave a presentation on a related topic about a year ago in the same forum, the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. At the time, we had just introduced a new technology called DTFJ a few months before, and that dump analyzer tool. So we gave a lot of background on the technology and the tool overall at that time. Since then, you know, it's not a year later, the tool has considerably matured, and I'll try to show you in terms of user interface, in terms of functions, and also we've put in quite a bit of work to enhance the ability of the tool for solving not just JVM problems, but WebSphere problems. So what I would like to try today is I'll give a little bit of overview for people who haven't seen the earlier presentation, but we'll not go into a lot of the background during the main presentation. We can cover it during the question and answer sessions at the end if people want. What I would like to do today is spend most of our time looking at the Dump Analyzer tool and its latest features specifically. What I will always do today, and we'll see how that works out, I'd like to try and give you a demo rather than just a set of static charts. So if you look in your e-meeting, attached to the meeting notice here is a complete set of presentation charts with screenshots of the tool, but I'm not going to simply show you those screenshots. I'll try to do a demo instead. We'll use the screenshots as backup if there's a problem with the e-meeting showing the demo, or if you want to go look at things in more detail, you know, those screenshots are available to you. But again, you know, we're going to try and do it live. So we'll see how that works. Let's see. Okay, so I said, you know, a bit of background. Talk about, you know, the Dump Analyzer tool in general. So the tool I'm talking about today is a tool, you know, I refer to it as Dump Analyzer. The full name, actually, as you'll see in IBM documentation, is IBM Diagnostic and Monitoring Tools for Java-Dump Analyzer. It's a pretty long name. There's actually a reason behind that. This tool, what IBM is, what we are starting to do is build a family of tools for helping JVM and WebSphere problem determination from the JVM. So you will actually see a number of other tools develop over time that all start, you know, IBM Diagnostic and Monitoring Tool for Java, and there's going to be, you know, Dash Dump Analyzer, another one is Dash Garbage Collection and Memory Visualizer and so forth. There'll be several tools in that same family, but today we're talking about the Dump Analyzer tool specifically. Let's see, so things I'm providing more detail in the presentation a year ago, but in a nutshell, this tool is based on the technology that the IBM JDK, that the IBM Java Technology Center has developed, called the Diagnostic Tooling Framework for Java, DTFJ, and basically that technology is a set of libraries and an API that let us examine a system dump from a JVM, from an IBM JVM, and look at the contents of that dump and find all kinds of information about that dump. So basically find, you know, we look at a system dump from the JVM and we can see all the objects that are in that JVM, all the data structures, all the threads, all the monitors, all the information about what that JVM was doing. From that technology, we can then build a family of tools. You know, this is an API. We can build a variety of tools using that technology, and the main tool that we're building today, that we have elected to build, is that Dump Analyzer tool. It's essentially a common tool platform that that we use that explosives technology to perform all kinds of problem determination tasks, and I hope to show you that in the demo in a second. Let's see. Some of you may be familiar with an earlier version of this tool called the DTFJ Dump Reporter. The Dump Analyzer is essentially superseding the Dump Reporter. It has all the functions of Dump Reporter and more. This is the evolution of what we had started over a year ago with Dump Reporter. Let's see, what are some other points here? So this tool, what we're doing here is we have a tool that lets us take a dump from a JVM, which is essentially a snapshot of everything that was going on in that JVM at one point in time, and try to figure out from the state of that JVM, was there anything going wrong at the time? So we try to do this in as user-friendly manner as possible. So we try first to provide, summary information, tell you, we detected a particular problem from that state of that JVM, but we also have the ability to drill down into more information as needed. And a very important thing that I would like all of you to take away from this is that these are not, the Dump Analyzer, in fact, other tools that we're building now, are not static tools that have one set of functions that never change. We are very much aiming for extensibility of these tools. So what we have really here is a tool platform that has some number of analysis functions today, and we aim to be able to add new analysis functions all the time, very quickly, maybe several times a week if we need to, and we want to enable multiple teams, multiple products, and even customers to extend the tools to add their own specialized analysis function. I'll try to show you what I mean with that in a second. So kind of a verbose overview, maybe a picture is better than a thousand words. So this is kind of the high-level picture of what we're talking about here. So if you start from the left, you have some sort of JVM process. It's either a pure JVM or it's a Webster application server JVM. We trigger a dump from that JVM. Either it crashes or we intentionally trigger a dump to obtain a system dump file, which is essentially a core file. Provided with the IBM JDK is a tool called JXtract. It's in your IBM JDK bin directory already. It's been there for quite a while. We run that JXtract tool on the core file that was obtained from the process, and it transforms it into a platform-independent file, which ends. It's typically core.sdff if you're dealing with JDK 142, or core.dump.zip if you're dealing with JDK 50 or 60. This thing has to run on the same machine where the dump is generated, because this JXtract tool is the one that looks at the environment where the dump was generated, the libraries that are on that machine, specifics of the operating systems, and so forth. But it generates a platform-independent dump file. So once you have the output of the JXtract tool, you can take that to another machine. It could even be on other platforms. So you could be doing, the core and JXtract on, say, on a ZOS system and take over the platform-independent dump file to a Windows laptop to perform analysis if you wish. So you take that platform-independent dump file here, and you feed it to the Dump Analyzer tool. And as I mentioned, the Dump Analyzer tool at the bottom has this low-level DTFJ library provided by the IBM JDK that lets us read the contents. And on top of that low-level library has an extensible collection of analysis modules that look at various aspects of what's in that core to tell you, well, we think we found a deadlock, or we think we found a cache overflow, or we think we found a problem with the tuning of your thread pools, or we think we found all kinds of things. So these various modules run and produce a variety of reports about different aspects of the state of that JVM, different types of problems that we check for. I'll show you also that one of the modules lets you have an interactive user interface that lets you manually drill down into that core to find whatever, to see whatever you wish. I mentioned extensibility. That's what I'm trying to show here at the bottom here. Part of that Dump Analyzer infrastructure is the concept that someone who's an expert from product support, from product for the support organization, or even someone, even a customer who has, particular expertise in one aspect of the system, or has an application running in Webster Application Server that they want to use this tool, where they want to use this tool to analyze their application, an expert can write a new analysis module, put it in a repository, and add it effectively to the set of modules that are available to the tool. So once you've added a new specialized module, you might have new information in some of these reports or new specialized reports being generated for whatever function you wish to have. So that's the basic architecture. Let's see. a little bit of you know, positioning here. You know, why do we even bother here? You know, why is this interesting? I often get asked, so everything I'm talking about here is about getting a dump, you know, a snapshot from a JVM and using it to do problem determination. Historically, in the WebSphere application server space, and particularly, we've been focusing more on getting logs and traces to, on using logs and traces to diagnose problems. Here I'm talking about using a different technique, which is, you know, get a dump and analyze that dump instead of getting a trace and analyze that trace. There are really not one technique better than another. The way we look at it is they're really complementary. There are pros and cons to both approaches, and a full toolbox for problem determination really should have both of these approaches. A trace, typically, if you get the right trace, is very useful because it shows you directly the timeline of events leading to a specific problem. So if it's the right trace, you will see exactly what happened and you see exactly when things went wrong. So that's easy, that's nice, but the trick there, the difficulty there is that you have to have the right trace. So that means that this assumes that you have the proper instrumentation in place in the system to generate that trace and that instrumentation is enabled before the problem occurs. And, you know, when that trace is being generated, it typically has some overhead, you know, in generating the trace. That's what we've been doing in WebSphere Application Server for years. It's still, you know, an important technique, but that's what it can do. Those are its limitations. State dump analysis is almost the exact opposite of this. It has has none of the weaknesses, and it has all the opposite weaknesses and strengths from log and trace. So a state dump basically gives you a point-in-time snapshot of what's going on. You may see that something is abnormal. You might look in the JVM and say, oh, my God, you know, the cache currently has 1 million entries and we're supposed to have no more than 100 entries. You know, at the point in time, you might see that something is wrong, but the dump in itself does not tell you how we got to that state. You have to infer how we got to that state from understanding the system or other analysis. So that's the difficult here. On the other side, on the positive side, though, typically the way we build these dumps, we require absolutely no instrumentation in the JVM at all. So we don't require any trace points to be put in the JVM, in the WebSphere application server runtime, in your application ahead of time. We can get that dump with no instrumentation. And we see no instrumentation. We require no instrumentation to get that dump analysis. That's becoming important. There's a number of trace points in WebSphere, in many of the products built on top of WebSphere, but as we use more and more third-party libraries, we may want to save ourselves some of the effort to harmonize the trace point between the various third-party libraries that we use. So that's an important tool to get around this problem. And also, there is no performance overhead from using the state dump. Okay, sorry, I'm not refreshing the screen at all, so I'm hoping you're seeing my screen right now. Okay, I'm gonna assume you are. Okay, so there's also, you know, trace, you know, has some overhead when you collect it. A dump has no overhead whatsoever until you collect the dump. So it has no overhead during the normal operation of the system. So again, you know, there's both of these tools are important. We intend to continue using both of these techniques in problem determination. What we're doing here is essentially rounding up the portfolio of tools. Historically, in WebSphere Application Server, we had more tools dealing with trace and fewer tools dealing with dumps. And what we're trying to do is, equate the balance a little bit and provide some powerful tools to deal with dumps as well. Okay, so talking a bit more concretely about dump analyzer, so the function, I think I mentioned most of that already. So it's an extensible collection of analysis modules. Some of them are pretty small, and you can build new modules for special functions by using pre-existing modules and combining them in new ways and write new additional modules that take advantage of some of the existing modules. We're writing new modules continuously. What I'll show you is we have a number of modules that do analysis for JVM-level problems. We have a number of modules doing perform analysis for problems at the WebSphere application server level, and we're starting to work with other products on top of WebSphere, like WebSphere Commerce, WebSphere Portal, WebSphere Process Server, and so forth, to see if we can build modules that help diagnose problems in JVMs from these products. And you can even write modules that analyze state related to the application that you happen to be running on WebSphere Application Server or one of these products. And as I mentioned, we do have also an interactive shell that we can use in case when there is not a predefined module that defines a particular, that provides a particular report that you need. We can use also an interactive shell to manually go look in the dump, similar to what you do with a debugger to see if some objects in the dump. And I think that's going to become clear as I showed the demo here. Where is that tool available? From about a year ago, that tool has been available in IBM Support Assistant version 3. One of the main reasons why we're having this presentation today is because IBM Support Assistant version 4 has been released just a couple of months ago. That is a brand new, a very new version of IBM Support Assistant with considerably different features and enhanced functions. And along with IBM Support Assistant version 4, we've also released a new version of the Dump Analyzer tool, which itself has significant new functions. It has a lot more tight integration with the IBM Support Assistant user interface, and it's got, you know, substantial new function itself in the tool itself. And that's what I'm going to be showing you today. A short piece of background. I'm assuming here that most people on this call are familiar with what I'm talking about when I say IBM Support Assistant. Just briefly for those who may not, IBM Support Assistant, it's a free tool that's available from IBM that we make available freely at the URL here on shown on that chart. Or it's actually available on your product CD, and it essentially serves as a tool platform. The goal is that you download that tool, you install that tool on one of your machines, and it becomes the platform from which you access all the other free problem determination resources provided from IBM. So once you have an IBM Support Assistant installed, from it you can find all the information that you need. You can search and find information about the various products, WebSphere Application Server, Commerce Portal, whatever that you have in your shop. You can use it to help you collect collect diagnostic data that you can analyze locally or send to IBM. If you need to use specific problem determination tool like Dump Analyzer or Garbage Collection Analyzer or Threat Analyzer and so forth, rather than have to figure out where to find these tools one by one and figure out, you know, how to install them and install them, each of them differently, and figure out whether you have the latest version of them, IBM Support Assistant attempts to solve that by it's the place it collects all the tools from IBM Support Assistant. It knows where to find the tools. It knows how to install the tools. It knows how to keep the tools up to date, you know, upgrade them to a new version and so forth. So the idea is to make it much easier for you to access various the collection of problem determination tools provided by IBM. Just to be clear though, this is a free tool. IBM Support Assistant is a free tool, and the tools that we provide inside IBM Support Assistant currently are also free tools. There are other tools you can get from IBM, in particular tools from the Tivoli family of tools that are for a fee. That is a different story. The goal here is to concentrate the free resources, and then if you want additional function, you may have to talk to us about some of the additional tools that we provide for a fee. Okay, so let's see. That was just the background on IBM Support Assistant, so probably enough for just text. Let's try and switch to a demo. All right, so as I said, I have screenshots on the chart, but I'm going to switch to the live demo, and hopefully you can see my screen here. So this screen here that should be painting for you now, this is my laptop right now running the IBM Support Assistant tool. That's not a presentation. And the IBM Support Assistant tool, I'm showing you the home screen here. So it's basically an Eclipse-based tool. It looks like an Eclipse workbench like other tools like, you know, Rational Application Developers or other Eclipse tools. You have a few different functions here, find information, analyze problems. Managed Service Request is the one that lets you submit PMRs. In the case of Dump Analyzer, we are going to pick the Analyze Problem function, and that takes us to this screen. I should tell you, by the way, that I have preloaded all of these things in IBM Support Assistant. Some of the piece of the demo that I'm going to do now, some of the dump analysis that I will do take 3 or 4 minutes on a typical dump site. I didn't want to spend 3 or 4 minutes just waiting, you know, just waiting for something to happen. So I've actually pre-done all the things, and I'm going to show you the results here, but I'm going to show you how I got to all these results. So here I launched the Analyze Problem Activity in IBM Support Assistance. What you will normally see is you will see three tabs here, Collect Data, Gather, Troubleshoot, or in Tools. The Collect Data tab is the first one you will normally see. That's the one that provides a number of scripts, a number of functions to make it easier to collect data about your problem. So if you have, say you have a security problem, you can, run a script here and it will collect the specific traces and dumps and other information that, you know, are deemed useful for solving this particular kind of problem, which you can then analyze yourself or send to IBM, to IBM support. You may be familiar with this. This is parallels to the what we call in IBM support the must gather. For every kind of problem, there is a must gather, which is the list of diagnostic information that should be gathered to help solve that problem. So this screen is here, you know, controls all these scripts. It's not part of dump analyze itself. I'm just showing it to you because, you know, we happen to go through it. That's the first thing we see normally here. So you could use this to create and obtain a dump. The next screen here, the Gather Troubleshooter, is also another function of IBM Support Assistant. This one is the tool known also to many people as IBM Gathered Activity Assistant that provides step-by-step guidance. If you don't know, if you want guidance on how to troubleshoot a problem, this is a tool that guides you. You know, you say troubleshoot a problem and you say next and ask you what kind of problems do I have, and it guides you step-by-step in the actions that you need to do to perform to solve a particular problem. For Dump Analyzer, the important tab here is the Tools tab, and what you'll see here, I'm going to close the case manager here, is a list. This is the list of all the tools that I have installed in my copy of IBM Support Assistant. So, you know, earlier I've installed all these tools, so I never have to worry about where to find these tools or do I have an up-to-date version of these tools. They're all here. I should actually show you how I did this. So the way you install tools in IBM Support Assistant is you go to the Update menu here, and you can say Find New Product, and that gives you a list of products that you want support for, website application server, the set portal, MQ, you know, this, I think something like 200 products now that we have plugins for. Case of tools, you would go to tools add-on. It will go to a repository on the web that's hosted by IBM. For the purpose of this demo, I create a small one that shows only, you know, only dump analyzer. So the way I would install dump analyzer, I would go to here, and you will see for dump analyzer in particular, you will see the IBM monitoring diagnostic tool for Java dump analyzer. That's the main tool. So I would check here, and you will also see one or more add-ons to dump analyze itself. So in this case, there's the main tool and there's Webster application server modules for dump analyzer. So this is a set of modules that get added to the main tool and that provide special functions for looking at the dump specifically from the purpose of WebSphere application server. If you have other products or if you have the WebSphere 7.0 beta, which I think was just released, you might see additional entries there with additional collection of modules that all extend the main dump analyzer tool. So to install it, something's already installed here, but if I wanted to reinstall it, I would click on these things, click next, and it would download the tool and install it in my IBM Support Assistant. So I'm going to click cancel for now. And so you see I have a number of tools installed here, some of which are widely used already, some of which are fairly new. In our case here, we're interested in dump analyzer. Happens to be the first one on the list, although honestly that's an accident. It just happened to alphabetically come first. So to launch Dump Analyzer, I'll pick of all these tools, I'll pick the Dump Analyzer tool and click Launch. And this will take me to a screen like this. Again, it's a little bit faster than it normally would be because I've already done this, but you would be taken to this screen, which is the launcher for Dump Analyzer. That's the main screen from which you perform Dump Analyzer function on the screen. You select a system dump file to analyze with the browser. So in this case, you know, this is just a browser on my file system right now. I'll pick a dump file that I have already, you know, collected from a JVM before. And you get to choose. So here, you enter the name of the dump that you want to analyze, and you have a menu listing all the analyzer modules that are available right now. you would normally start with, you know, in the start here category, there are three main modules that you might probably want to start with. The default dump report standard module is one that looks at a dump and extracts information that is rather similar to what you see in a Java core, but sometimes more detailed, or sometimes provides information that is truncated, you know, omitted from a Java core. The WASP basic info module is the module we recommend to start with for looking at a dump that is a dump from a WebSphere application server instance, and it gives you a high-level view of what's in that application server. And the general .sml script is a general-purpose script that tries to find the most common problems that you can find in a dump from a JVM perspective. So it's going to go look, is there an out-of-memory problem? Is there a deadlock problem? Is there any number? If it was a crash, you know, what is the summary of the cause of the crash? It tries to automatically detect as many problems as possible. This is typically, you would start with one of these, but there's many more. So they're all organized. They're all Java class, essentially. So, you know, you can browse through there and say that, you know, under the JVM category, there's one that counts the sockets and one that counts the files and one that looks at the state of the Java finalizers in your JVM. And you can go further, you know, outside the JVM category. In the WASP category, there's a bunch of analyzers that specifically do things at the WASP level. For instance, you know, one that looks at the state of the WASP runtime system, one that looks at the state of the WASP system management. The WASP thread ID one I find particularly useful. This is one that builds a list of the threads in WASP in WebSphere application, in your WebSphere application server, and gives you a table that lets you map the thread ID that you see in a WebSphere trace with the thread ID that you see in a Java core. That's a question that we often get asked. How do you relate the two? Well, the WASP thread ID analyzer gives you that information. So, you know, the main message here is there's something like 50 or 60 analyzers right now. These are the WebSphere application server, and also they're grouped by category, and you can pick any one analyzer that you want. So let's pick a typical one here. Let's say let's pick the WASP basic info analyzer. So I picked a dump to analyze. I picked a particular analyzer to use against that dump, and I'm just going to click Analyze. And for this demo, I picked a very small, very, very, very small dump, the smallest dump that I could find. So this analysis should take about 30 seconds, I think, I hope. Okay, so what we had done is we had picked a dump in the, you know, a dump in the, you know, the, in the browser to pick a particular dump. We picked the WASP basic info analyzer. We click Analyze, and then for a very small dump, it should be about 30 seconds later. For a typical dump, it might be as much as, you know, 5 or 10 or 15 minutes later, depending on the size of the dump and depending on the particular analyzer that you run. You will see a report like this one. So this is a report from the WASP basic info analyzer. In this screen, I didn't show you the top of the screen here. I was hoping to browse, but what you will see in every report, the way they're organized now, is every report starts with a section called observations. And in that section is where we put if the analyzer was able to detect any problems automatically. So the analyzer tried, if there's any things that are, you know, clearly a problem or very suspicious, the analyzer will put them on top on the observation section. So in the case of the WASP basic info analyzer, that would be things, if we detect a deadlock in WASP, that's obviously a problem. Some of the things it checked, if we detected that the WebSphere thread pools are currently overloaded, that's going to be flagged as an observation, as a likely problem. If we detect that there are some WebSphere application modules here and WAR modules that are defined but not started, we'll flag that as being likely a problem. If we detect that the authentication cache is overflowing, that's likely a problem. So there's a number of things that we can detect automatically, and we'll flag those as observations. Those are the things that, as someone troubleshooting a system, you know, things you should probably start with. It's either definitely a problem or it's something that's, you know, clearly worth, you know, someone looking at, because it's you know, it's quite suspicious. So that's the first thing you'll see in a report like this. After that, often that section will be empty. If there's nothing obviously, very obviously wrong, the observation section will be empty. The next section will be what we call analysis results, and that section is essentially more detailed information about, you know, what we've extracted from the dump. It's not, you know, this is basically the analyzer. We didn't find anything. We, you know, the analyzer automatically didn't find anything obviously wrong, but the analyzer will print the state of the system and the expectation that a human being can look at that system and see, and might, a human being might manually not detect something wrong. So that section will start. They always start for all the Western analyzers. They'll start with the section that shown here on the screen, the WAS header information, which is some general information about the state of the process. Which version of WAS are we in? Which what's the server name? What's the cell name, and so forth? And then there's going to be, you know, we can't scroll here. Maybe, well, let's just stay on this anyway. We can't scroll here, but as you scroll down, you would see a summary of which applications are deployed and what they're stayed in, what EJBs are installed in that server, how many EJBs are there, how many EJBs are currently running, how many servlets are currently in the system, how many servlets are currently active, how many HTTP sections are currently active, how many database connections are defined, how many database connections are currently active, how many transactions are currently active, how many threads are active in each thread pool, and so on and so forth. So basically, this particular report goes through basically rundown of all the major subsystems in a WebSphere application server and gives you some statistics about the state of that system, the idea being that somebody doing troubleshooting would look at this and might see something that seems unusual. You know, say, you know, you were expecting to see, you know, a particular number of EJBs and you don't see them defined. Well, that means that something went wrong in their startup. Or vice versa, you might be expecting to see, 20 EJBs and you see 20,000. Well, that's clearly an anomaly. So those are things that a human being might judge with their knowledge of what to expect from the system. They might see as wrong. Let's see. So that's the typical thing in the analysis results section of the report. At the very bottom is a section showing errors. I think if we switch to the next section, the next page, I think we described that actually. You switch to the next chart. Okay, so yes, this is what I was saying here. At the bottom section is also errors, and you will never see that completely empty. There will always be some errors. When a dump is something that's being taken, you know, on the fly, so there's always going to be something in transit, something that are, you know, we're just caught at the wrong instance. So there will always be some errors during the analysis. The goal here is to see, you know, that there's not too many of them. The difference really between the observations and the errors is the observations are things the analyzer worked perfectly and found that something is suspicious in the dump being analyzed. The errors are things that the analyzer itself was not able to do perfectly. Next chart. Next chart, please. Okay, so this is another example. I think I showed you. So in this example, I was running it on a dump that has a deadlock. And so, and then under the observations, it tells you that, well, we found a deadlock. You may want to look at that. Next chart. Okay. So, as I said, there's a number of predefined analyzers like this. I showed you the WAS Basic Info one, which gives you an overview of the state of a WebSphere application server. There's a number of specialized ones for different kind of problems. At some times, you might find that, you know, there isn't an analyzer predefined that does what you want. So you can go to the interactive shell. The way you run the shell is like another analyzer. So you go back to the launcher screen, and instead of picking WAS Basic Info, one of these analyzers, you pick the JITON analyzer, and you click launch. What you'll see then, let's stay on this chart for a second. Basically, what this shell is, it's intentionally similar to the wsadmin command. It's a shell. When you click this, the next screen you would see is a screen with a prompt, and at that prompt you can type commands in the JITON language. And so you can write commands interactively, or you can write little JITON scripts to perform repetitive functions. In the wsadmin shell, you know, for administering WAS, the commands are things like admin control dot something, admin config dot something, admin operation dot something. In this shell, the commands are something like dump analyzer dot something. So if you type dump analyzer dot help, you'll get a list of the commands. And because I'm rather lazy and I hate typing dump analyzer all the time, you can abbreviate it to DBDA. So you can type DBDA help, you'll get a list of the commands. What are the kinds of commands that you can run there? You can say DBDA list object instances, and that's giving you a list of all the the instance of a particular object. So an example is if in the WAS basic info analyzer I saw something and something was wrong with a thread pool, for instance. Well, in the WAS basic info report would be the address of the thread pool data structure that I'm suspicious of. What I can do is I can list all the thread pools with the subject instances here, or I can cut and paste an address from the report and use it as an argument to DBDA examine, for instance. So I say DBDA examine and the hexadecimal address of a particular data structure that I found in another report, and I will print in detail the contents of one particular object. There's various other commands. You can run and analyze and so forth. Let's go to the next chart. Okay, so this is just the typical output. So don't know if you can see this so small, but this is an example where I type DBDA list object instance and the name of the class that is the implementation class for thread pools. That happens to be a class part of the WebSphere runtime, but you could also use it for a class part of your application. And it gives me the list of all the instances of that class. That's the first circle thing here. The second circle thing, DBDA examine. I was examining the object at a particular address that I might have found in that list. So this is a shell. You can use this manually to drill down as much as you want into your dump. Let's go to the next chart. Okay. One last function here that I was hoping to demo is you can write your own analysis, your own new module. So typically, what you would do is you would use one of the predefined modules if there is one. You might look, if there isn't one, you might, go and use the interactive shell to do something by hand, and then you might decide to write a new module to perform the thing automatically the next time so that you don't always have to do it in the shell. You can write modules in a variety of languages. If you look in the tool documentation in IBM Supported System, there's a help menu that takes you to a standard help. In that help, there's an extensive Java doc for how to write modules and an extensive tutorial. So a module can be in various languages, but most commonly they're written as a Java class. So you write a new small Java class using the interfaces that are documented there or copying it from the tutorial, and you can add those modules to your tool. So what we were trying to show in the screenshot here is that in the upper right corner, there's a little pull-down menu. The upper right corner of the launcher, there's a pull-down menu with a function called Add Analyzer. You click on Add Analyzer. You browse to a jar file that contains the new modules that you have written. You read that jar file, and those new modules that you have written will appear in the list of modules along with all the predefined modules that appear in the menu of modules that are available in the tool, so you can now invoke them. Let's go to the next chart. All right, so that was actually, the main thing that I wanted to demo. Let's talk a little bit about, the typical usage and, some of the, what we can do with this. Let's go to the next chart. So the typical usage, I think I spoke about this already a bit, but, it's worth reinforcing. Different people may use this tool in different ways. We'll see how people, how various people choose to use this tool. The main things that I would expect people to do is start with a high-level look through the dump using one of the three main modules, the general.xml one or the WAS basic info one that gives you a high-level view either from the JVM perspective or from the WAS perspective. If you see something wrong right there, well, you're done. If you see something suspicious but not enough to diagnose your problem, you might use one of the drill-down analyzer, and I showed you some example ones, the default dump report that gives you Java core information. One that we are starting to use quite a bit is the native mem analysis one. That's an experimental one that tries to build a summary of where all the native memory is in the address space. That's something we use when we suspect native memory leaks. Or at the WAS level, I mentioned some of those. So there's those drill-down modules that gives you additional specialized information. That may tell you the problem. If that's not enough, you would go to the interactive shell, do it by hand, and then once you found your problem with the interactive shell, if you think that's something you're going to want to do again many times, or if you want to help other people solve the same problem, you would write a custom analyzer module and add it to the collection available in the tool. Next chart. We also often have discussions to, who actually does this? And there's not a one answer to that question. The way I envision this tool, the way we envision this tool being used, is actually three modes of use of that tool. One mode, which I was mostly demoing here, is if you, the customer, or someone, you know, an expert at the customer side, would do the work himself or herself right there using the tool. You collect the dump, you load it in IBM Support Assistant, you perform the analysis, you look at the results, you do all the work yourself. That is one of the things you can do. The other approach, you can, of course, collect the dump and then send the whole dump over to IBM Support, and someone at IBM Support will use the same tool, the dump analyzer tool, to analyze the dump for you. That's entirely your choice if you do it yourself or if you ask IBM Support to do or something in between. Another thing that we expect to see happen more and more is kind of a mixed mode. This dump essentially contains all the information about your data structure, about your process. It contains every bit that was in your JVM. So if your application was manipulating social security number or, you know, bank accounts or whatever, all that sensitive information is in the dump. So there is a class of people, of customers and environments where you would not want to send that dump, that entire dump to IBM, because you would not want to expose that sensitive information. Mind you, IBM has policies in place so that we do not disclose any sensitive information we obtain from customers, you know, from diagnostic artifacts that they send us. But, you know, we understand that in some environments, you want to go beyond that and you're just not allowed to send that information. The mode that this tool supports here now would be a mode in which you don't send the dump to IBM. You keep the dump in the tool, but you let IBM Support choose, you know, direct you as to which analysis module to run. You can, you know, someone in IBM Support can ask you, run this particular module and send me the results. You can send the output from any analysis, the report from any analysis, to IBM Support, and that does not violate any, you know, disclose any sensitive information, because number one, the modules generally do not, you know, they can extract any information from the dump, but they don't try to extract any sensitive information, and the report is a text file, so you as a customer can review that text file, ensure that it does not contain any information that you want to be that you don't want to be disclosed, and then decide to send it to IBM or decide that you don't want to send it to IBM or edit it or whatever. So this is a model whereby the dump remains at your location, but IBM Support is doing most of the work of analysis. That of course requires your collaboration to run the modules that we ask them to run, that we ask you to run, or we might even send you new specialized modules that we've just built specifically for your problem and ask you to run them. Let's see, next chart. Okay, so what analyzers are available? I think I covered that already, you know, when I was showing you the list of analyzers in the demo. You know, I mentioned there are analyzers both for JVM level problems that would work on any JVM, whether it contains web server application server runtime or not. And there are some analyzers that work on a JVM that contains an instance of web server application server. In both of these categories, we have some general purpose analyzers that look for, you know, any, sort of any problems at a high level, and some specialized analyzers. I think I mentioned some of them. I mentioned WASP thread IDs that look, you know, correlate the web server thread IDs with the JVM thread IDs. I mentioned on the JVM side, the native mem analysis one is one we use for native memory problems. Some of the other ones on the JVM side that we use a lot, the list zip jars one is one that can look at the JVM and look at all the jar files that are currently loaded in that JVM, and we use that to detect when unintended jar files are being loaded. Some third-party libraries where we expected one particular version or one particular jar file to be loaded, but due to some configuration problem, a different jar file was loaded. The list zip jars allows us to do that, and there's a variety of things. I encourage you to essentially explore the analyzers available, and again, keep in mind, we're writing new ones all the time. Next chart. Okay, so this one is just an example of some of the reports. I think we've covered that already. So I mentioned the default dump report. That is one that goes through a dump and provides information similar to a Java core. You know, with some additional information. I think this is just an enumeration of what's there. So it shows you the threads, the native libraries, the environment variables, the monitors, the heaps, and so forth. Let's go to the next chart. I think the next chart I described during the demo, this is the WASP Basic Info one. As I said, you know, it started with some observations for automatically detect a problem. There's a common WASP header, and then summary information about all the, you know, all the major subsystems in the WebSphere application server. Frankly, I think it would be more interesting for you to just run that on one of your dumps and see what you see rather than see this, you know, draw this thing, you know, dry, you know, list of what's there. Next chart. Okay. We're getting to the end here, which is good because we're running, you know, getting to the end of the hour also. Some practical things. Which types of dump can we analyze with this tool? I've intentionally, you know, not gone into details until now because I knew this chart was coming. Today, this tool and the DTLJ technology works only on what we call system dumps. And there's often a lot of confusion because when we say dump, some people think we mean heap dump. There's also thread dumps. This one is what, in JVM terminology, we call a system dump. A system dump is basically a core file. You know, it's what you get, you know, when a process crashes or when you use G-Core on Linux. It's a core file that contains all the bits of the running process at the operating system level. For ZOS customers, you may be more familiar with it. This is an SVC dump that has been used in products other than WASP and Java for, you know, a long time to diagnose problems in ZOS. So we today cannot read from a heap dump or a thread dump. I should tell you, though, that we are looking to extend this technology to read from these other dumps. There is a trade-off there because a system dump, a core file, contains every piece of information about the JVM. A heap dump or a thread dump each contain only a subset of that information. For instance, a heap dump contains a list of all the objects that are in the JVM, but does not contain any information about things other than objects, doesn't know anything about threads and libraries and monitors and so forth. And for the objects, it only knows about which object referred to which other object, but it doesn't have the actual values contained in these objects. For instance, it doesn't have, if an object contains various strings with names of things or names of sessions, etc., those strings are not contained in a heap dump, but they're contained in a system dump. So generally speaking, there's a trade-off there. You know, the system dump are the most expensive to get. Actually, they're the biggest dump, but they're also the one that contain the most complete information. So we start with those, and we want to allow you, you know, in future versions of this technology to get use lesser, you know, less complete versions of, you know, less complete dumps, with the understanding that, you know, the analysis we can perform with them will be less complete as well. Next chart. Okay, and where is this supported? So basically, this is not a new chart. This has been true for a while now. So the dump analyzer tool, and, you know, which relies on the DTFJ technology from the IBM JDK, basically works on every recent version of the IBM JDK. So it works on version 1.4.2, SR4 and above, which is, you know, where I think now at SR10. So it basically would work on them from WebSphere 5.1 on, 5.1, 6.0, 6.1, and will obviously work on them from WebSphere 7.0, which isn't GA yet, on all the platforms that the IBM JDK supports. The quality of the dumps, though, the quality of the analysis will get better and better the more recent the JDK. Can you stay on that same chart? Okay. The quality of that JDK, of the information, will be better the more recent the JDK, but we can read dumps from all these JDK. What should be clear, I should make clear, though, is today this only works with the IBM JDK, so we cannot read dumps from Sun and HP. This is something we are working on with the Java community process to see if we can make that technology a standard across all JVMs, but that's not the case today. So today this is only IBM JDKs. Next chart. So quickly, I think we've covered that before as well, but, you know, just, you know, some practical tips, you know, what can go wrong when you run an analysis. I monitor, by the way, you know, we have people running analysis inside IBM on dumps being sent by customers regularly, and I run statistics to see what kind of problems they have. A fairly common problem you'll see is that you may have a truncated dump, so, you know, by default, it's possible that your platform may not write complete system dumps. That depends on some operating system level settings that have to be correct. There are tech notes for all the platforms. If you search for truncated core on the IBM support website. It will tell you what are the right settings to have on each platform to ensure that the dumps that you produce are not truncated or corrupted. As I said, you know, we have occasional confusion that we can only run system dumps today. We cannot run on heap dumps or other types of dump, and you must run the JExtract tool to produce the platform-independent format. You cannot run the dump analyzer tool on the raw dump itself, but only on the output of JExtract. And I mentioned, you know, it may take a while to run. That happens. And there will always be some information missing. That is not an error. What the tool gives you is show you all the information that we could find in the dump, and there's never been in the history of the world, I think, a dump in which every single bit was available, because there's always bits that were in the process of being changed at the time where the dump was being taken, or variations between platforms, so there will always be a few missing pieces. Next chart. I think that's it, actually. So, yeah, in summary, can you go to the next chart? So I guess I'll stop. We're getting to the end here. So, you know, in summary, we have a DTFJ technology that can be used to write various tools, and then you can find the information about that technology in the documentation of Dump Analyzer. We have a tool, an end-user tool that, you know, we showed you a partial demo and showed you screenshots of that you can use as an end-user in IBM Support Assistant to analyze dump and diagnose problems. And you should expect to see rapid extension of these tools with new modules, both provided by IBM, but hopefully provided by customers as well, as customers write new modules for specific problems in their application. And go to the next chart. I think the next chart is probably just for reference. I'm not going to go through it, but for more information about the Dump Analyzer tool and DTFJ itself, here's a number of URLs you can go to for more information. And on the next chart is more general information about the WebSphere product in general. And I guess I should stop here just in time for questions.
We'll take our first question from David Yang with IBM.
Hi. Do we need to be concerned about running the ISA tool with a certain maximum heap size or something like that?
Yes. So the current version is actually set up with a default heap size, which seems to be sufficient, you know, good enough for the average dump. But that is actually something that we've noticed. You know, this thing has been out now for a couple of months, and we have some people who have had have run on very large dumps that have needed a bigger heap size. We're going to publish a tech note shortly telling you how to change. There's a configuration file inside IBM Support Assistant where you can change the heap size allocator for running Dump Analyzer.
Thanks.
Sure.
Once again, as a reminder to everyone, that is star one if you have a question at this time. And we'll hear next from Steve Hayden with IBM.
Howdy. In terms of the add-on modules you're talking about, for instance, Heat Dump Analyzer and others, Topical, for example, do you have an ETA on when those might be available?
You're talking about heap dump reading or?
Yes, heap dump and Java Core.
That depends on the DTFJ tech. Okay, so two things actually. First of all, Java Core, you know, certainly, you know, we'll do it, but the information in the Java Core is, you know, 1% of the information in a dump. So most of the dump analyzer modules aren't going to give you something very interesting from a Java Core. From a Java Core, you don't even see any of the data structures. You know, the best it can tell you is, you know, are there deadlocks or what are the threads doing, but none of the other things. For heap dump, we can get quite a bit more information. The ETA depends on the DTFJ technology. The dump analyzer tool itself just calls the DTFJ API underneath, and as soon as there are DTFJ readers for this, you know, we can use them. I don't want to make any commitments here. This is something that is being worked on for JDK 6.0, and you know, with talk about backporting to 5.0. So I don't know. I'm hoping sometime within the year, but I don't want to make any pre-announcement here.
As a final reminder to everyone, that is star one if you have a question at this time.
Okay.
And we'll hear next from Andrew Swanson with Caterpillar.
I'm sorry, am I on?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, I think mine is more of a comment. I've been using the dump analyzer for just a few weeks now, and some of the reports take a substantial amount of time to run, and I was hoping that you guys could work on some type of progress meter to know for the reports that they're really still running and that they're not hung, because sometimes it's hard to tell the difference.
I understand. So, yes, the reports can take quite a bit to run. You know, the dumps, the smallest dump I've ever seen is, about 100, 150 megs, you know, compressed, you know, the output of JXtract. And it's not rare to see dumps that are 400, 500, even 1 gig. So certainly the report, you know, depends on the size of the dump. It also depends on what the analyzer is doing. Some analyzers don't look at very many things in that dump and run pretty fast. Some analyzers don't. It is on our list of feature requests to have a progress report, indeed. It is also on our list of things to work on to see. We have been primarily focusing on the functionality right now. To be honest, we haven't done any significant tuning to see if we can speed up some of these reports. I don't think we're ever going to make them instantaneous.
Nope.
I'm sorry to say. We do have a little bit of caching and things, but there's plenty more tuning we can be doing here. That's going to be next.
Thank you.
So yes, you know, point well taken.
And we'll take our next question from Todd Garber with Caterpillar.
I was wondering, there's an interactive portion which you showed in your PowerPoint presentation. Is there a listing or any documentation, like any web links or anything, that show the interactive commands? I know you can do help on it that gives you just the basic command set, but I didn't know if you had any additional documentation available for that interactive portion.
Yes, I mean, I don't know if it's additional documentation, but you can also get a list of the interactive commands and their description in the online help for the tool. So if you're in IBM Support Assistant and you click help and then, you know, help contents, you get a menu, you know, you get an info center with all the help. There's a section for dump analyzer, and in that section for dump analyzer, there's a section called reference, I believe, and in that section called reference, there's, you know, a reference with the list of commands for the interactive tool. I would be interested, by the way, you know, to hear what people are doing. I use that interactive tool all the time, but I'd be interested to hear what people are doing with it, and maybe we could write some tutorials for common things that people want to do with that interactive shell.
And as a follow-up to that,
yeah.
Is there the reports that you do run, are they – I haven't gone out to look, unfortunately, this is new to me also. Are the reports available for us to look at and peruse as examples and rewrite?
Are you talking about the implementation of the analyzers?
Yeah, you have, you know, a whole selection, you know, let's say there's 40 reports out there that you can run. Right. Are those reports they'd be something that we could write, it sounds like. Are those out there for us to view?
That's a good question. That is something that was brought up. I gave a demo of this at the Webster Impact Conference about a month ago, and that same question was brought up. Today, there's a couple of samples, in particular in the documentation for the tool. There's a tutorial that has a complete sample that is actually the complete thread pool analysis report. You know, the tutorial goes, you know, let's start with the Hello World report and then keep adding more function until it turns into the whole thread pool analysis report. So there's a sample, but we have not today made all the reports available externally. There seem to be quite a bit of demand on that, so we're considering even putting them out as open source. I mean, I do not want to commit to anything like this, but it sounds like there might be some advantage to putting them out as open source and not only letting people see them, but letting people who have great ideas enhance them. So we're looking into that. If you have a specific, sorry?
And where was that sample at?
The sample is in the online tool, the online help for the tool. Again, you know, if you go to help, blah, 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 to the tool, that dump analyzer, there's another section called writing analyzers for Webster application server. And there's a whole tutorial there that contains a sample.
Thank you.
You can also contact me, but if you have, if you're trying to write specific reports, you know, contact me and I can, you know, help you with, you know, some of, you know, the issues you might encounter or questions.